wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very morning of the second day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in Trinidad and Tobago is 2 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. In Biafra land, it is 2 minutes 14 seconds past the hour of 7 a.m. in the morning. The same time in London, we are welcoming you wherever you are. But before I proceed, I must unreservedly apologize for our breakage in transmission during our PM edition. That was yesterday. Yesterday, we were unable to bring you clean and crisp Radio Biafra Live transmission from the University of the West Indies, as we had earlier planned, because we were let down by the connectivity. The provider issues that we experienced was so debilitating that we were unable to bring you Radio Biafra broadcast. I was not happy about it. Nobody was. It was circumstance that we could not overcome in the very short period that they gave to us. That is why we must start this morning by apologizing to our esteemed listeners. Wherever you are on this planet, we say we are sorry for the intermittency and the disruption of the broadcast that led many people not to receive Radio Biafra in the manner and style that they have become accustomed to. That is why we must continue. That is why, despite the lack of sleep, I decided to present this very program this very morning in order to compensate for our loss of transmission yesterday. We do apologize unreservedly, and we hope and believe that you have accepted same. We do not do anything else apart from work very, very hard to ensure that our country is restored. There is nothing else that we do besides seeking the absolute and unadulterated restoration of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission, the AM transmission of our broadcast. We were unable, due to circumstances beyond our control, to bring you our PM version yesterday. We shall try to make that up this very morning, and we can assure you that that very problem has been fixed. It has been fixed, and we will bring you our town hall edition. We thank those that came out yesterday. We are here relentlessly marching forward to restore our country. The ball is in our court. We have done every research necessary. We have executed every plan required of us to make every preparatory effort to restore our country. Now all that is needed is for us to acquire the necessary ammunition to be able to arm our soldiers to go and meet our enemies in battle and commence the ground phase of our offensive to ensure that Biafra is extricated from that very abominable hellhole called the Zoological Republic, created by one singular human being by the name of Frederick Lugard. We continue this very morning, and as it is customary within Radio Biafra, to invite you wherever you are to invite your friends once again by asking them to go to satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite, received in 5 continents of the world. Radio Biafra is also on TuneIn. If you go to TuneIn.com, download the app, you will listen to Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is on Radio Forest. If you go to www.radioforest.net, go into their website, search for Radio Biafra, you will find us there. Radio Biafra is also on our main website, on the principal website of this very radio station, www.radiobiafra.co. Radio Biafra can also be received via indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, biafrarestoration.com, peopleofbiafra.org, biafratelevision.co. Wherever you go to, if you have downloaded free bespoke Radio Biafra app, you will also be able to receive Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are in Trinidad and Tobago, in Port of Spain, to be precise. That is the name of the town, the capital of this very beautiful island. where you incidentally have Biafrans who were transported to this very place as captives, as slaves, to work in the plantations for the British. They are here. We are meeting most of them. Our meeting continues today as well. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. We are touring, I can't say we are touring the Caribbean. We are only coming to Trinidad and Tobago, and the number with which you can get hold of us here is +1 868 766 2084. I repeat, +1 868 766 2084. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Our Skype is up and running. Our Viber is up and running. And for you to get us on Skype, simply Radio Biafra, add it to your Skype contact list. Send us a message if you wish. If you call Radio Biafra, we will take your call. We are also on Viber, and the number with which you can get hold of us on Viber is +44 758 171 2444. I repeat, +44 758 171 2444. That is the number with which you can get hold of us on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are also on Viber, if you wish, on Radio Biafra Principal, Radio Biafra Main Studio Line. If you go there, you will also be able to find Radio Biafra. If you go to the line we use when we are in London, which is our main line, which is the line that we encourage everybody to have in their position, if you go there, you will be able to add Radio Biafra onto your Viber. If you add us onto your Viber, you will be able to follow us as well. And the number is +44 78 31 30 8376. Radio Biafra Main Studio Line. We are on Viber there as well, please. +44 78 31 30 8376. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, we are welcoming you. It pained me so much that we couldn't bring you our signature headline yesterday the way I had intended, because they are killing us, those of us who are deaf, those of us who are hard at hearing, those of us that we have been told we are going to be killed and we remain in one place. The news yesterday is gut-wrenching. The news yesterday hit so hard that Boko Haram could come to Biafra land and conduct a massacre of our people. That was what the 33 buses were meant for. All those people, nearly 400 of them, intercepted at Okwa. They were coming to carry out the same thing that has happened today. As Sare Dokobo said, he would do something. They cannot do anything. We are asking them to give us the weapons that they have, that we may be able to use it to defend our land. They came into where we are, and they massacred us at Egbema. Egbema in River State. It is very, very poignant that they chose that very area to launch their attack. They have chosen it to open their full frontal assault on our people. These are people that came and told the Rivers people that their problem are their own flesh and blood, the Igbos. They decided not to answer Igbo again. They decided to answer Rivers. They decided to answer Ikwere. They decided to answer Ogoni. They said they are no longer Igbo. They said that they found favor in the eyes of Hausa men more than their own flesh and blood. That is why Boko Haram have chosen that very place to open their campaign. They are very vociferous and very vicious campaign against the children of God. They keep challenging us every blessed day. They have bombed Enugu. They have now come to Egbema to come and massacre people in broad daylight. That people were running for their dear lives. What else are we supposed to do? Can't the world understand that we are withering away? Can't humanity observe that we are being killed systematically, that there is a grand plan to eliminate the children of God, and we cannot allow it? Therefore, we call upon the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, to pour upon us His grace, His mercy, and to show us the way, the path, through which we can encounter our own weapons with which we can defend our land. We pray to Chukwu Abiama. We just don't pray for long life. We just do not pray for the coming of Biafra. We do not just pray for us to be alive to see Biafra. We pray that we may be able to acquire the weapons which we have negotiated for. We want to be able to pay for them. We want to be able to defend our land. And as long as we cling on for our dear lives to truth and honesty, as long as we continue the propagation of this very message without fear before our enemies, in full knowledge that Chukwu Abiyama is God, there is no way we will not get Biafra. That is why we don't intend to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. Biafra is all that we have. It is either we get it or we die getting it. Very, very important. Biafra is all that we possess. Either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. This is Radio Biafra that serves these people. They are known as Biafrans wherever they are, collectively and globally. They are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. As we welcome you, you must welcome other people. Tell them you're listening to Radio Biafra. Inform them by however and whatever means that is available to you. Try to use yourself in the best way possible to serve your country. And the best way to do that is to make sure you disseminate information. Make sure you tell those around you. Inform those of them that inhabit the same space as yourself to listen to Radio Biafra. We are the widest, most listened to broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. We are listened to all over the world. Our voice reverberates. Anything we do, people tend to copy. If you are following the news yesterday on RadioBiafra.co, you will see that even the zoo are beginning to incorporate that, beginning to inculcate some of the ideas and the vision we are espousing on this very platform to try to make the zoo better. But the zoo will always be a zoo full of animals, those who are incapable of reason. That is why they cannot develop. That is why they can't go forward. And that is where we have come. That civilization may be restored. That is where we have come, that we may bring light where hitherto there was darkness. We have come that we may restore hope to those who are hopeless. We have come that we may be able to bring succor to those of them who have been rendered both economically and politically destitute. We have come to console those that have been deported from a place, supposedly their own country. We have come to commiserate with the families that their children were dumped, killed unceremoniously and dumped in the Zoo River. We have come that we may remember those that died fighting for us. We have come to remember those who are in prison today in the name of Biafra. You have not been abandoned. We can never abandon you. We will continue to campaign both outwardly and inwardly. We will continue to campaign both outside and underground to ensure your release. You must not despair. We are not like the others. We are different. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. Onurubewan Nabal also, we do not run away when we hear the cry of our own brethren. That is why we march forward relentlessly in pursuit of what is right. And that same thing is the restoration of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. I continue to welcome you. The number once again, I remind you, please endeavor to write this down. The number for you to call should you wish to participate in our programming is +1-868-766-2084. I repeat, +1-868-766-2084. This is Radio Biafra. We are uniting the children of God, bringing them together under one umbrella, under one pursuit, to go and resurrect their country from the ashes of ignominious defeat, from the ashes of degradation, from the ashes of humiliation, from the ashes of subjugation, from these very ashes that even the saboteurs within us have condemned and consigned our future to. We are here to resurrect it because Biafra cannot die. Before we were born, before we even thought of existing on this very earth, Biafra existed. Therefore, it is our duty, it is incumbent upon this very generation to uphold that very sanctified land, that very entity that is the kingdom of God upon this very earth, that place that is blessed by Chukwu Abiyama, the people that answer Umuchukwu, the people that answer Chidebere, the people that will always answer Somto Chukwu, These are the names that belong to only those that have been chosen to serve the Almighty God and nothing else. And that is exactly what we want to do. We want to go back to our land to serve the Almighty God without fear and without favor. Every prayer we offer to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, is not being accepted because we are sojourners in foreign lands. We must go back to where we come from. We have not done anything wrong. The only offense we have committed is to exist as a people. Nobody can come from Hausa land and say that we have offended them. Nobody can come from Yoruba land and say that this is what we have done to jeopardize or to put in danger the national integrity of the abominable and damnable Zoological Republic. But yet they chase us, yet they kill us, yet they make us homeless, yet they burn our businesses. And I keep asking myself, why? Why do they hate us so much? Is it because of hard work? Is it because we are blessed by Chukwu Abiama? Is it because we are learned? Is it because we go to school? Is it because we pride family above everything else? Is it because we take care of our own? What is it about us that will lead Hausa Fulani people to go on a killing spree, to rampage and to kill us? And why is humanity quiet? Why are they keeping quiet as we are being slaughtered? Somebody must tell us this thing one day. They must provide answers. And for those of you calling, our line is not yet open. This is Radio Biafra. And when it opens, the number for you to call, I will announce it. I will let you know when to call. That will be after our news headlines presentation and accompanying news summary. That this is Radio Biafra. The number is +1 868 766 2084. +1 868 766 2084. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean, a place that our people were emptied to work for the British, to work for the white man. They came to this place to humiliate. They came to this place to subjugate. They came here to degrade our minds so that we don't think of ourselves as human beings. And rather, unfortunately, we have seemed in ourselves through our conduct and mannerism to have perpetuated that very notion which they indoctrinated into our brains. We must seek to remove ourselves from it. That is why we are here. That is why we have Radio Biafra. We must continue as we go ahead this very morning to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. There is a particular piece of news we did not do justice to yesterday, I must say, because the time here now is about 20 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning, and we have not slept since yesterday. We are continuing. Maybe after this program, Chukwu Abiama will find us worthy to be granted some hours, few hours of sleep before we continue with our marathon meetings that we have lined up for today as well. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. As we are welcoming you, you must welcome other people as well, by asking them to go to RadioBiafra.co, by asking them to download Radio Biafra app, by asking them to go to TuneIn, by asking them to go to Radio Biafra, by asking them to install satellites where they are. Radio Biafra is on satellite, the only indigenous broadcaster funded by the public able to do so. Nobody has been able to do this apart from Radio Biafra, because Chukwu Abiama is with us. Because Chukwu Abiama, only he, the Most High God, whom every praise, every honor, every adoration, every uplifting of name, all glory and honor belongs to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Because only he determined that we should come. Man did not call us to do this very work. Only Chukwu Abiama did. That is why even those who are not engineers, they were made engineers overnight. Like Uchenna Okeke, for those who are not natural commentators, like Barrister Emma Mezu, they were made so overnight. Those who are not experts in social media, those who are not experts at organizing people, they came forward to do so because Chukwu Abiama is with us. Because Chukwu Abiama has ordained this very mission. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why anywhere we go to, the doors open for us. Not by any special thing that we are doing ourselves, but because Chukwu Abiama is with us, because we are his children, beloved of him. That is why he must restore us to our glory, because we have come back to him recognizing this very fact, that it is recorded in Exodus chapter 20 that only Chukwu Abiama is God and worthy to be praised. It's a very simple trick. Go to the American currency, you will see it in God we trust. They did not trust in any other person. They said in God we trust. That tells you something. Anybody that puts their hope in Chukwu Abiyama, you can never ever be let down. We want to prove it to the whole world. That is why when Biafra comes, we shall dedicate that very place. We shall dedicate that country to the glory and the praise of Chukwu Abiyama forever and ever. Because we are his children. There is none like us. And we must maintain that very advantage. We welcome you. We are reporting that gunmen have killed 15 people in Rivers. That is our signature headline as at yesterday. We are carrying it into today because it is monumental in its gravity. Gunmen kill 15 in Rivers. Our people must be very, very alert to that. We are reporting again also that Boko Haram terrorists, they have bombed yet more churches in Borno. Says Hawu headquarters is next target. They are killing us. They are decimating us. They are burning churches all over the place. And the world must be reminded of it. They are killing Christians. And who are the Christians? They are Biafran people. Yorubas are not Christians. They are majority Muslim in Yoruba land. Most of you don't know that. They are majority Muslim. Yet they control Anglican Church. Yet they control the Catholic Church. Everything they control, including Pentecostal churches. Because we are not organized enough to understand that we should not have anything to do with those people. They are there. They are half Muslim, half Christian. The only people who are homogeneously Christian, the only people that reside in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, are we Biafrans. That is why we are being killed. That is why we are the ones being singled out and massacred in large numbers when CNN and BBC keep quiet. They keep quiet because the children of God are being killed. And that is not fair. It is not proper. It is not right. We are also reporting who wants Buhari dead. Dr. Obo, desperate to clear his name as he has now petitioned the Directorate of State Security or whatever, Department of State Security, whatever they call it, DSS. Those same people whose forte is to arrest innocent people. Boko Haram terrorist war claimed 631 lives in July. 4,749. These are the official figures in the first 7 months of 2014. These are the official figures. Imagine what the unofficial three figures are. It runs into thousands upon thousands, even tens of thousands. Ebola alert as the zoo stops the transportation of corpses. Most of you don't know they even import corpses into the zoo. They import dead bodies into the zoo. They have stopped the importation of corpses into the zoo following the Ebola alert. We are also reporting on this very day that Boko Haram terrorists, the military have traced the explosive they used to a Chinese factory in the Cameroon. We would not like to think that the Chinese factory in the Cameroon is just there to produce armaments for Boko Haram, but they are going forward carrying out their work. We must admire them for their bravery. We must admire them for their consistency, and that is what we should seek to emulate. We must meet them in battle. Biafra must be forged in battle, not on any negotiating table. We are not doing anything with negotiations. All we are asking for is two types of people to emerge. Either you support what we are doing or you volunteer yourself to serve your country. One of the two you must do. This is Radio Biafra. We must now go on to bring you the news in greater detail. It pains my heart. It doesn't give me joy to report that at least 15 persons were feared killed in Ogba, Egbema, Ndoni local government areas of River State by unknown gunmen. This is in River State. It is very, very poignant that they have selected that same place called Egbema. We have Egbema in Imo State. We have Egbema in Delta. We have Egbema in Rivers, and people are telling me that are Rivers people coming? Are they Igbo or not? The same Hausa people that they were running to, the same Hausa people that lied and deceived them and told them that Igbo man is their problem, they have come today to River State to come and wreak havoc. They have killed a lot of people. That was yesterday, hasn't it heard? They have killed people. The gunmen, numbering about 12, stormed 7 communities in the local government area and opened fire on unsuspecting persons. You will not hear them reporting it. You will hear them dampen it down, fizzle it away, and shelve it so that nobody will know what is happening. But this is Radio Biafra. We'll report what is happening. We are telling you that the same 400 people that were accosted, stopped, and detained at Okwa, we are going into Rivers to carry out exactly this type of operation. They are coming for their oil. You said the oil is what you want. They are now going to prove to you that the oil belongs to them. Without Biafra, you will be overrun. We told them. I told Asare Dokubo, without Biafra, you will be overrun. They have opened that very phase. And you cannot stop them. You cannot stop them. They are coming. Only Biafra can save us. If we don't rally round around Biafra, then we are finished. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are persistent. That is why we are determined. That is why we are relentless. That is why we move forward and not backwards. That is why we are here without fear before our enemies. That's what we're asking for may be due to us, which is our freedom. These gunmen came. It was gathered. They were all armed with AK-47 rifles. They rode into the area with 6 motorcycles and operated from 9 p.m. on Wednesday till the early hours of Thursday. A source in the area told a correspondent that while 3 persons were shot dead in Ede, one of the communities in the area, one person lost his life in Obite. In Egite community, 2 persons were killed by the gunmen while 2 others were injured. What we are telling you is that Hausa Fulani people came down to River State to come and kill them. That is the news we are bringing to you. They said Igbo man is the problem. I don't know if some of you can recall that not too long ago, I said that the beginning, what they started with cancer, what they will finish with the rest. By the time Hausa Fulani finishes dealing with these people, they will regret the day they betrayed Biafra. They will regret it. Have we killed you before? Can you not see that Hausa Fulani people have now come to kill you in broad daylight? They come with their motorcycles and their guns. They shoot you and you die off. They told you an Igbo man is your problem. Now nature has revealed to you karma and the law of retributive justice is making it apparent to you that your enemy is Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Islam. They are your enemy, supported and abetted by the conspiratorial and duplicitous Yoruba people. It's clear for all to see. Now, what I said to people in River State, Lekwenanyarashiam, we told you people, so they will come after you and they will slaughter you, they will kill you. What can you do about it? Nothing. If you attempt to declare any state that is not Biafra, you will be overrun. Only Biafra can save everybody. Without Biafra, we're all dead. As simple as that. You think these guys are joking? Look at the modus operandi of ISIS. Look at the way they operate. Look at their isolation, conquest, and decapitation. The same method they're using in Iraq and in Syria is what Boko Haram is bringing to the so-called Niger Delta. Who can stop them? Who can stop them? Nobody can. Apart from us. Only we Biafrans can. It is no longer time to issue press release or to give statements to a useless Yoruba paper. Now is the time for action. What are they going to do? If you cannot use your weapons, you give it to us. Give it to us, you see what we'll do with it. If you can't use your weapons you claim you have, you give it to us and see what shall become of them. Boko Haram, they have come in, haven't they? They are in River State killing people in a place called Ebema. They say they are not, we are not Igbo, but you are Ebema. There is Ebema in Ohaji. There is Ebema also in Delta. Who are they then? Iberibe warrior. People are mad. We told you, all that south, the more south then you get, the more into the sea they are pushing you into. What is happening now then? Who is coming to kill you? I am asking people that say they are from Rivers. Who are the people now killing you, my dear brothers and sisters in River State? Any Igbo man with motorcycle shooting you dead? Any Igbo man with AK-47? Do you see what stupidity does to people? You listen to Yoruba, you listen to lies being fed to you. You forgot and abandoned who your real enemies are. You abandoned facing them. You jettisoned the opportunity to confront them. They lied to you. Look at them today coming to kill you. Shame on all of you. In your next life, if they show you your brother, you will say, that indeed is my brother. And you run to them. Now you know. Is Yoruba coming to save you? No, now it is that same Igbo people that will come to save you. Isn't it funny? Hausa, they have come now to kill you. Who is going to save you? Is it the middle belt or the upper belt or the lower belt? Which belt will save you now? Nobody will save you. It is that same Igbo people that you abandoned, the same Igbo people that you lied against, the same Igbo people that you told the world that you are not related to. They are the ones that will come to save you. That is all. Because we are one. That is why we will save you. If on your own, you cannot match Boko Haram. You can never match them. On your own, you are finished. Only on the pages of newspapers. That is where it ends. You cannot meet them in battle. You can't. If you confront them, they will run you over. They are in Ebema killing people. I will continue to read this news. That is our signature headline from yesterday till today. To remind everybody, the so-called minority. Oh, we are from the riverine area. Oh, we are minority. We are not Biafra. Cheers, I go down. It's now clear to everybody. They are coming to slaughter you. Who is, you think British will save you? You are in for a one almighty shock of your life. You think they will save you? No, they can't. Only those same Igbo people you abandoned, they are the ones capable of saving you. Or else you'll be massacred. Very simple. Go and ask one man called Cancer Wiwa. He's in hell now with Satan, dining. He say he's from Ogoni. Ogoni people. When he should have said, I come from Ohafia, saying I'm Ogoni. Where is he today? After all the abandoned properties, after all the stolen properties that you stole, Boko Haram has come to kill you. Only that same man can save you, unfortunately. And we will save you because you are our brothers. We can't abandon you. As treacherous as some of you were, we can't abandon you. This is Radio Biafra. It's very good. All those lies. You know one thing about lies in life? It never lasts long. After a while, it will be exposed. That is what I say to all of them being funded by Roger Sokrocha, running about saying, we are Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. I'm in court. I'm in lower court. I'm in high court. I'm in Supreme Court or Bunkum. One day, the same way today, that the idiocy and lunacy of those of them that say they are from South South, from Niger Delta, the same way that Boko Haram is opening them up today in Ebema, in River State, that is how they will be exposed. Okwase, lies can never last for long. And that is why they keep hiding. That is why, if you ask them to come out, ask somebody from this place saying, I'm a riverine minority. Ask them to come out to debate. What has an Igbo man done to you before? They'll run away. They can never debate it. No, you dominate me. Give me an example of an instance where you were dominated by an Igbo person. They can never show you. So you're telling me that domination is owning a house. But some of you own houses in America. Are you dominating America? Don't you own houses in London? Some of you use your oil pipeline money to go and buy houses in Europe. Some of you build universities in other African countries. Are you dominating them? The same thing you're doing abroad is what your own flesh and blood came to Port Harcourt to do. To build houses, to take advantage of which is natural. People clutter where there is economic activity. It's only natural. If you begin to park trailer in your village, you will see people selling pure water coming to sell at the where the trailer park. It's only natural. People congregate around economic activity. That is where I went to Port Harcourt and built it. And they said, we are Igbo. We are dominating us. Where is Yoruba today? The same Yoruba that deceived you. Where are they? Are they coming to save you? Where are they? They bombed Yoruba land. OPC said, you can't do this thing here. If you come here, where are they today? Have you heard them again talk again? The answer is no, because Yorubas are natural cowards. Before Boko Haram hit them, they were talking, we will do this, we will do it. Now they have been struck. Where are you then? You can't see them, Yoruba cowards. This so-called South South or South South South, whatever bunkum it is, rubbish. You thought Yoruba would come to your rescue. Yoruba themselves are cowards, they cannot fight. The only people capable of fighting are the same Igbo people you said is your problem. Which is a lie. There was never a time they were your problem. They are your flesh and your own blood. You abandoned them. Now, Hausa have come for you. What are you going to do? You will still run to us to come and save you. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to report this very news. The source told a correspondent that four persons were shot at close range in a Gita community, while one also died in Obi Osimiri community during the raid. In Akapta community, the gunmen killed one person and an undisclosed number of people were injured. So far, 15 persons were killed during the night raid by the unknown gunmen. They began their operation at about 9 p.m. on Wednesday night till early Tuesday morning. As I speak with you, some of our people, we are still injured and in the hospital. The source from Igi clan in Ogba, Egbema Ndoni, added. Egbema, you say you're not Igbo. Iberibe is a disease. Ignorance is a disease. The worst disease of its kind is ignorance. The amount of ignorance coming from the so-called South-South is pulsating. Ignorance. They don't have any brain. Ignorance. You say you're not Igbo now. Now we will know who is Igbo and who is not. The same house that came to you and lied to you. Ojukwu told you, pleaded with you, that they are deceiving you. You said, no, I like Hausa. They defend our interests better. You joined MPN after the war, didn't you? In 1979, you voted for Shagari. You said, no, Hausa, we interested with Hausa. Now they have come to kill you, my dear. They have come, and they will kill you, unless we come to your rescue. Don't you know that had some notable Igbo men spoken like Ojukwu, that said we all would have been alive today? But we allowed him to die, so in his next life he will not be a traitor to his own people. They are mad lunatics. They are feeding on stolen proceeds from criminality. In any other place in the world, they will charge all of them with obtaining by tricks. You went and stole properties that did not belong to you. You don't know there's something called karma, the law of karma, retributive justice. It has come now. Let's see what you're going to do. This is Radio Biafra. Boko Haram terrorists are bombing churches in Borno. No fewer than five churches in Kwajafa, Teshan, Ajade, and other communities in Hawu local government area of Borno State were on Wednesday set ablaze by suspected Boko Haram terrorists. Hawu, a predominantly Christian community in southern part of the state, shares local boundary with Garigida, I think it's called. Garigida town of Adamawa State, which came under attack by some group of insurgents last Sunday, killing two soldiers and three civilians with the setting ablaze of police station. Hawul is about 30 kilometers to Biu local government area and 220 kilometers drive from Maiduguri, the state capital, which is witnessing series of attacks by terrorists suspected to have formed their camps around Zor, Bela Chiroma, and Kwajafa hills and valleys. It is continuing the same brand of attack. Either with hilos, vans, or with motorcycles, they go to the village. This, the 300 travelers, you know, Hausa. I thought before, when a Hausa person is traveling, they travel with cattle. I don't know, they now go with the highest buses. They came and they were stopped. Had those 400 people gotten into River State, they would have leveled it by now. Only Chukwu Abiyama saved them. Only Chukwu Abiyama made it possible for them to be saved. Had those people gotten into River State, people would have been dead. The few that they gave 20,000 to go back to the north, they came back now with motorcycle. They used it to buy motorcycle. And they came back. And they have sprayed and slaughtered 15 people. Done. Where is the police? Clear. Park very well. Park very well. Police, park clear. Park well. Where were you when people were being killed at Ebema? You were nowhere to be found. I like it, to be honest with you. So that I can now look at those of them from River State in the eye and say, tell me who is dominating you now. Is it an Igbo man selling building materials or car spare parts? Or the Hausa man that came down with his AK-47 to kill you? Who is dominating you? People who don't understand English language. There you dominate us. Mad people. The military has traced some of the explosives being used by Boko Haram female suicide bombers to a Chinese factory which was seized some weeks ago by the sect. Also, preliminary findings revealed that some of the teenage bombers were not aware that they were on a suicide mission. It was learned that most of the girls were lured on errands without knowing the import of their mission, but there were feelers last night that the Zoological Republic's government may direct the military to wage a full-scale battle against the sect in Sambisa Forest before the December deadline given by the National Council of State. According to a military source who spoke in confidence, the military and other security agencies have started probing the increase in suicide bombings by Boko Haram and sources of the improvised explosive device, which were mostly remote-controlled. I don't know that how that person can operate a remote control, but there you go now. From driving cattle to operating a remote control bomb. That's a serious advancement. A very big leap of advancement. I never knew. From driving cattle, now they are assembling bombs. They have come of age. They've arrived. The war, according to official figures, have claimed 631 lives in July alone, 4,745 in the first 7 months of 2014, making these people the deadliest anywhere in the world. That is going by official figures. But we know that at least this 631 that died last month was exclusively in connection with Boko Haram terror campaign in the zoo, while 4,749 lives have been lost to the needless war in the past 7 months. Because the zoo is a fraud. Everybody is a fraud, including the presidency of Goodluck Jonathan. Everything is fraudulent. An average Nigerian is a fraud. He's an embodiment of fraud. Everything is not as it seems to you. Nigeria should not have existed. There is no country called Nigeria. It was a figment of an imagination of a British woman. Named by a woman. Men are not ashamed of themselves. A woman got up one drunken morning after partying at night, said, named you Nigeria, and you're jumping up and down saying you're proud to be a Nigerian. How shameful can you be? How shameless can you become, black people from Africa? Don't you people have shame? There is no honor, there is no pride. Don't you have pride in you? There is no pride whatsoever. You were named by a woman. No wonder every manner of calamity is befalling you people. Lives are being lost. Everybody being killed is as a result of the meddling, the involvement of the British. Their blood is on the head of the British government. They are the ones responsible for this mayhem, for this carnage, for this abominable loss of lives. You cannot begin to count. These are their official figures. Do you know what the unofficial figures read? Do you know how many they have killed? Look at the way they are downplaying this very assault in Ebema, in River State. Killing of people. They won't report it. At the same way that Yorubas were hiding and saying, oh no, it was a gas cylinder that exploded. The same way some fools in Igbo land are going, they say, oh no, it's nothing, it's a small fire and people we are running. The Boko Haram, they have come. You give us help to go and buy weapons and let us. So you are wasting our time. We don't want to be on the air talking. We want to go to war. We need guns and bullets to do it. We don't want to try the same garbage that was done in 67. You go and get a wooden gun. You go and get a stick and you shape it like a gun. And you're doing drill and parade with it. That is rubbish. We need proper weapons to go and before we commit men to battle. They will go to that battle, they will come back, and they'll be victorious. Or we will go to battle and come back. I hasten to add, because I'll be returning to Enugu in the next few weeks. This is Radio Biafra. The group, in a statement signed by Emeka Umabalasi, the chairman and head of the publicity desk of this useless, another toothless, meaningless citizens group of human rights. Rubbish. You're doing human rights. Where there is a roadblock every five seconds, there's a roadblock. You are doing human rights. You are studying law in a place that is lawless. That is the worst contradiction of its kind I have ever come across, if there was one. How can you be studying law in a place that is lawless? How is that possible? I ask. And I said to them, all those soldiers, as I told you yesterday, the person that is your problem is your oga at the top or the oga below. The best thing a Nigerian soldier can do is to turn your gun against your oga and kill him. All those governors, you can assassinate them in one go, in one day. You will see that things, your life will be far more improved. They are the ones with the problems. Go and look at your children. You are a soldier now. You are a policeman. Your job is to go and arrest human rights activists. Your job is to go and arrest those speaking the truth. Can't you see how foolish you are? Go to your village and look at your dying parents and see their state and condition. Go back to your guy's house and see the children playing with iPad. Does either of your children know what an iPad is or game console? Mosquito is eating you up. You are suffering and dying from malaria and typhoid and from every other disease known to man. You are standing outside. You are not sleeping. You are guarding your guy. Oga and the wife or the concubines, they are sleeping, having fun with the children, playing on iPad, watching MTV, and you're outside on the gate with a gun, slumping over it and sleeping. Your own children are sleeping on a mat in the barracks, and you say you're a human being. Can't you see how foolish you are? Can you not see how hopeless you are? You are guarding a fellow man, guarding the children who are now holidaying abroad because this is summer now. Daddy has to send them to London or send them to America to go on holiday. How about your own children? Where are they holidaying? No, they are busy selling pure water. But you are busy guarding a guy with a gun. Can't you see that you're foolish? Turn that gun against the idiot and shoot him dead. That's the best thing you can do. That is the best thing you would have ever done in your useless lives. You're a soldier. A soldier on the street guarding somebody. You're a soldier. Mobile policeman, you're guarding somebody. When you went to go and train as a soldier, those of you that came to Sandhurst, at Sandhurst, they taught you that the job of a soldier is to provide escort. Is that your job? Turn that gun against the governor, the senator, shoot them dead. Kill them off. They are your problem. Their own children are indoors. Don't you know, anyway, some of you don't know what iPad is or game console. Go and have a peep through the window. Go to your guy's house, peep through the window, you see the children playing with their gadgets, driver taking them to shopping mall built by Peter Obi. They are all shopping and traveling abroad. How about your own children? If they get into a airplane, wouldn't the airplane take off? Turn that gun against them and shoot them dead. That's the best thing you could ever have done in your life. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. Here we preach the truth without fear. Eziokwu, truth. Who are the problems in the zoo? Are they not the same idiots as politicians, elite? The only place that you become an elite by stealing. If you go and commit fraud and steal, you now become part of the elite. That is your passport to elitism. Is when you were in charge of a ministry, how much did you steal? That is what makes you a man. Because in the zoo, people don't honor hard work. Hard work doesn't. Is how much money have you stolen from poor, defenseless people? How many people have you rendered destitute? That is what matters. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. We preach it. It's a gospel. We preach it here. If your brother, your sister is carrying a gun this morning in the zoo, phone them and tell them to kill their oga. You will see that things will be better for them. They are the ones causing the problems. They sit in their fat air-conditioned office and say, oh, Nigeria must be maintained as one. We must try and keep Nigeria as one. Who created Nigeria? A little girl, Flora Shaw. A girl, we're even giving Lugard credit. It's a girl that named you Nigeria. Flora Shaw is her name. Maybe some of you will be overcome by shame that you will reconsider. You will reconsider it. Go to London and tell them that you want to name them Olokoro or Obakala. And you see what they will do to you. They will think you've gone mad. But somebody came to your village and renamed you and called you, wiped away thousands of years of history and named you Nigeria and you accepted it. What a shame. What a ridiculous shame that is. That is the news we are presenting today. This is Radio Biafra on this very, now I can't say beautiful morning because I cannot see outside. Everywhere is dark around here. The time here now is to 3 in the morning, exactly 9 minutes to 3 a.m. in the morning. It is 9 minutes to 8 a.m. in my beloved Biafra land, the sceptred land of Biafra, the holy land of Biafra. It is the same time in London as well, and we welcome you wherever you are. We have a caller on the line, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good morning, sir. I can hear you, sir.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Director, my name is Edina. I'm calling from Benue State. I'm from Ebon State and Chaluka government in Biafra land.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
The Almighty God will bless you for the work we are doing for the Biafra.
Yes, sir.
Because Biafra will give you strength until we get our goal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sir, Director, I have been trying to connect since the day you are in the United States. I tried the number, but the people that are calling, they are much. I couldn't get to. In fact, since I started listening to over a month now, you have made me, the radio therefore have made me to provoke. If I have my way, I will stay with you. I will bond with you by myself, but I can't do it, so I don't have my way. Director, since I have been going out to evangelize, we meet a lot of pastors even here in Benue State. We are evangelizing. Only that the people that is our problem is those listening, even in the so-called people, they don't want to listen to the message. Because they thought that they have everything. That is the reason why they can't go after this. I have contained the news. I want to make a point to contain the news that we give about the believers or what is happening to the disease. But I just want to say what they are facing, what is time to pay back, paying them back what they did to the Biafra in the war. That is what happened to the believers state now.
Of course,
I'm happy for that. More killing is coming upon them. This is just the beginning. Until they realize they know where they come from. They know that we are not their problem. Because of we Igbos, we have never treated anybody. We have never killed anybody. We have never maltreated anybody injured in the so-called disease. We paid a ton of land. And we that are most defeated people on this earth, the whole earth, or let me say the whole disease, we have become the people that are used as a slaughter goat. Anytime they like, they will slaughter us. They kill us in their mouth. They do everything, even in our own place. I just want to say, they will continue killing them. They will realize, know that they're not supposed to belong there. And they will come back to us. Because of the only Biafra can save every human being. That is just the comment that I want to make. I already said the other day, that I just said myself, I will satisfy myself to the Biafra, even to the world, I'm ready to go. In anything. Even though it's if I can see anything and die, I'm way better with get their flag. I'm okay. What I'm feeling for those and outside, because we already know that the people in this Nigeria, they can't help us. They can't help us. Our hope only for them. Those are our brother in outside. Please, let them give us the weapon.
They will. That's what we're asking for. And they'll give it to us. Thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Our Skype line is also open. Simply Radio Biafra. Our Skype line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Your name, please. Your name?
My name is Chidimma Udruku. I'm from Umujom.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dodoni.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for what you have done for us. God will bless you for me.
There will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
God will bless you for me because you are trying so much. Because I hearing what you are doing. Yes, sir, I wanted to connect people. But they did have a Biafran community here in Tukini. So I want to reach them. When I reach them, I will let you know my plan.
Wonderful.
I said, the two of us, so that I bless you for what you are doing for us.
Yes, sir.
Concerning the bomb happening for Ekwema, that is the beginning. The other people, but some of them come and united with us and fight this battle. May God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. People are asking us to go and beg everybody. Oh, go and beg them. We must. No, Boko Haram will drive them to us. When they see the fear of Boko Haram, they will run to us. We are the only ones that can defend them. That same mouth they used to say that Igbos are dominating, they will use it to confess. They will say that Igbos are their own, are their own brothers, flesh and blood. They will confess that they themselves are Igbos. People, they write it on a piece of paper. Anything we tell you, write it down. Then when it happens, you go and tick it off and say this one has happened again. They will confess and say they made a mistake. We're not going to beg anybody. Beg them for what? There is a breaking news. Most of you don't know that, but there is breaking news. And I must read it out. This is breaking news on this very day. Akwa Ibom State is being targeted. Boko Haram, I'll read the news. It's been delivered by Punch. The Akwa Ibom State government said it has received text messages from Boko Haram terrorist group threatening to attack public places in the state. Akwa Ibom State is our own. Akwa Ibom is part of us. I have a soft spot for Akwa Ibom. All the rest can go to hell if they want to go. That's their business. Akwa Ibom is important to us because they are very, very close to us. The closest flesh and blood we have is Akwa Ibom. Akwa Ibom means a branch of Igbo. Kwa Igbo, that's what it is. Branch of Igbo. That's the meaning of Kwa Igbo. They are a part of us. Living up to their name, Ibibio. Ibonta, that's their real name. They are threatening them. The Akwa Ibom State government said it had received text messages from the Boko Haram terrorist group threatening to attack public places in the state. This is following the attack in Ebema. They have struck River State. They are coming to Akwa Ibom. A statement issued on Friday evening by the State Commissioner for Information and Communications, Mr. Nyeken Omana, said the public places targeted include churches, markets, and schools, among others. Omana advised members of the public to be security conscious and be extra vigilant by reporting suspicious movements to security personnel for immediate action. He assured residents of their safety, saying government had directed security agencies to step up surveillance to prevent likely attack on the state. Omana urged residents to go about their legitimate businesses as government was poised to sustain the peace being enjoyed in the state. The state government, however, frowned at the reemergence of activities of commercial motorcyclists in Uyo Metropolis despite the existing ban on the operations. They have come. Boko Haram is going to. Thank you very much, our dear brother. Okay. This me, okay, Wachif, what's your surname here? Okay, Wachif, Hugh, what is your surname? Azike, thank you very much for that piece of news. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. Our lines are open. Skype is open. Our Viber is open. So also is the telephone line. If you are joining us for the very first time, we are welcoming you to the phenomenon that is Radio Biafra. We are formidable. Our formidability derives from the fact that we are in over 88 countries of the world and counting. In all those places, we have Biafrans who are listening to Radio Biafra. The number to call is +1 868 766 2084. I repeat, +1 868 766 2084. Rather, and our Skype line is also open. I don't know why our Skype is not going. For some reason, for some strange reason, I cannot see it here. It is not functioning as it should. I don't know what is happening to it. I don't know if it is clogging up. I do not and cannot fathom what is going on. This is Radio Biafra. I'm welcoming you wherever you are. The time here now is 3 a.m. in the morning. It is 8 a.m. in our beloved Biafra land. It is 8 a.m. in London as well. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. The number once again for the studios here in Trinidad and Tobago is +1 868 766 2084. I repeat, +1 868 766 2084. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live on this very day, the second day of August, I must say, July is gone. We are now in August, second day of August in the year of our Lord, 2014. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome your calls from all over the world. We can see the problem with Skype. It is correcting itself. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Robinson Gabriel Opara from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Malaysians are good people.
Yeah, I am very, very obliged to be one of the callers today. I thank you very much. I pray that God will always bless you for the good work you have started for the great Biafra. I am very, very happy the way you are doing all these programs. Well, sometimes me and my friend here, Kingsley Ibewike, we always pray that God will give you more energy, because it's not an easy job. What you are doing for us, you are the God sent. And I pray, and my prayer goes to you this morning, because I don't know what...
The line is gone. I have every reason to believe that our Skype line, that something is wrong with it. I hope that Skype, they have not taken a bribe from Good Luck Jonathan to stop our Skype calls from coming in. We know the whole world listens to Radio Biafra. They know that getting hold of us via Skype is important. I don't know if Jonathan, as usual, has taken part of the $300 million that he voted to fight Radio Biafra to go and give to Skype. I am looking at Skype here. There is no activity. There is nobody who is online, because normally when we look on our screens, we see that people are online. Something is fishy. Something is happening. I don't know what it is. Something is happening to our Skype line, and I need to know what it is ASAP. HMF4, can you investigate? Find out from Skype what in the name of Chukwu Abiama is going on. We want to know why our Skype is not working. This is ridiculous. It's unacceptable. Radio Biafra Skype is not working. If anybody can get through, they should please try and let us know. We are transmitting live and direct from Trinidad and Tobago here in the Caribbean. This is Radio Biafra. It seems to me that we only have two avenues left. There is Viber, and we also have the main line itself, which is +1-868-766-2084. +1-868-766-2084. I do not know. I cannot understand for the life of me. I think it's beginning to come back now. I think we are now beginning to observe people. The line is still freezing. Our Skype is also, it keeps freezing. But as soon as it is free, we shall, of course, it's better now. It's better now. We are back on Skype. Maybe we have said it and they have listened to us. Our Skype is now functioning once again. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. On a day we are reporting the killing of our people in Ebema in River State. They went there in their motorcycles. They went there with their AK-47 assault rifles, and they killed a lot of our people. And what are we going to do about it? That is the big question. We want them to come to us and say that we have been attacked. Once they say that, we will be able to arrange ourselves, so to speak, to be able to go there and try and stop them. But we cannot stop them with bare hands. We just can't stop them with prayer alone. We are going to stop them with something, and that thing is weapons, and we need them very, very fast. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Shima Onyema. I'm calling from the Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just hearing what you people are doing. I've been trying to connect since almost some months. It's not possible. The last 30 days, I called our sister, Ebere Chukwu Anibom, because I've been asking to know where the coordinator in the Republic is. Does not find me. So you have told me to start one. Yeah, I'm staying. So I'm trying to connect some people. Today I have trying to see how I can even share the circular to them for our meeting tomorrow. I don't know. I just want to know how I'm going to do it.
It's very easy.
Hello?
Can you arrange some people to listen to Radio Biafra with you? That is how you start. get some people to listen to Radio Biafra with you. After that, you ask them, what do you make of what we have just heard? How can we support what is going on? That is how you start. Okay?
All right.
Thank you very much. That is how you start. Okay. Yes. All you need to do is to assemble people together, listen to Radio Biafra once or twice, ask them, how do you want us to contribute or to participate in what is happening? They will give you their ideas. We are also on Facebook. There are Biafrans in Benin Republic also on Facebook. You go there and join them as well. Since you have been given the authority to organize, go out, go to Igbo meetings, go to the nearest embassy that you have there, ask them for a list of every organization there, write to them, tell them there is a family meeting going on and that they should come and join you. And that is all you need to do. Okay? Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have another caller on the line, on the phone to be precise. Your name and where you are, please.
Please, Director, good day.
Good morning to
I'm
you.
I'm calling you from Malaysia. I'm Chiku. Good morning here. Good morning.
Go ahead. Morning.
Director, I'm calling you from Malaysia.
Thank you very much, but please turn your system down. I beg you to turn your system down. We can hear it from here.
Okay.
I'm all the way in Trinidad and Tobago, and I can hear your system. Go ahead, please. Turn it down and go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you, Director. I'm Chuku Namsochi. I'm from Imo State. Go ahead.
Thank you.
That's perfect. And foremost, I would like to thank you for the incredible work you've been doing for the people of Biafra. And I would like to say thanks again. Please, if there is anything, because I'm getting pissed about what Boko Haram and what is happening in Nigeria. Despite the fact that I don't live in Nigeria, I believe there are people who are there in Nigeria who are going through this pain every day by day. And the thing is pissing me off. If there is anything, any help, whatever thing that I can do to support Biafra, I am solidly behind Biafra. Hello?
We are listening. Are you part of the family in Malaysia? We are very formidable. Malaysia is the most incredible family we have. Are you part of us in Malaysia?
Yeah, although I came in from Nigeria 2 weeks ago, I've been hearing about Biafra and been hearing about it. But because of what Owatunike did, I find it difficult to believe that this time is for real. But from the look of things, it's for real, though. I believe now it's real. And if there is anything I can do to support Biafra, I am solidly behind Biafra.
Thank you very much. We have a Biafran family in Malaysia. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Go to Facebook. You know, in the search field where you look for your friends and your family, go there, you type in Biafrans in Malaysia. Under Radio Biafra, you will see them. You go there and you join them. Our very able coordinator there is Obilor Anthony. Obilor Anthony, you can look for him also on Facebook. He is our coordinator in that very place. And you can, excuse me, you can also give him a call. You can call Obilor Anthony. If you call Obilor Anthony, they will tell you what to do. They will tell you the nearest meeting. We have many meetings, many, many meetings there. If you go there and you will be able to see us. If you go there, you can join us. There are Biafrans all over the... If you come to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, we are the largest group of people on Facebook anywhere on this planet. We are formidable. The largest anywhere on the planet. The largest gathering of people in one place discussing an issue is on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. The largest in the world.
Okay, Director.
Banon.
Okay, Director.
Please go there, you will see us.
May God continue to bless you. May He give you strength. Please do not give up. Be strong. Your people, we are totally behind you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Director. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you.
All
this
right.
is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. We continue to do so in the full knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God. We continue to do so because we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, because only Chukwu Abiyama is worthy to be feared and to be praised. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
My name is Chukwu Emeka. Yes. My name is Chukwu Emeka. Chukwu Emeka of Lagos.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Niger.
From Niger?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think it's Radio Biafra I'm calling.
Oh, brother Jesus. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. I thank you for good work you are doing. And here, we don't have a meeting of Biafra people. And I want to join them to anything they do to support the movement.
Yes, we also, the same situation in Cotonou, in Benin Republic. We have a family in Niger Republic. I don't know what is happening. I leave it to the Africa rep to come and clear these things up on the air. I want to know what is happening in the whole of West Africa. What on earth is going on?
No.
I want the head of the Directorate of... Let me finish. I want to finish what I'm saying, please. The head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu, will ask the Africa representative to come on air this very evening, 7 p.m. broadcast, to give us a list and contact number of every coordinator in West Africa. I'm tired of this thing all the time. People calling and saying they don't know who to speak to. I need a comprehensive list of every coordinator in West Africa and their contact number, all of them, so we can advertise them and stop people running around asking all the time where we are. We don't want that. My
yes,
brother, can you hear me? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Because
go ahead.
Here, I'm 7 here, but I'm listening. But one day my other team and since that day my other is not watching it. I'm watching it every day, even in my handset. And now I'm 7. Even though I'm hearing about this phone and foreign country, they never do anything. Even I'm 7 here, and I want to do something to support the movement. Even here I'm 7. Even start the that really start the action. Even I will go back to Japan and defend our country. Here I'm telling some people, you know, I'm telling I can't go there and start it. I'm telling the Taiwan people, but if I tell them, they make me angry. If they have the ability here, they can inform me. I'll go there and contribute my own. Any amount I have, I can do it. Even the bread, it's okay. Yeah, that is my suggestion.
Thank you very much, and you have spoken very well. When we hear people who are burning with the desire of patriotism, you can tell. He said he is a servant, which means he's under somebody. But that has not deterred him. His orga set up the satellite receiver. He is listening to Radio Biafra via the television through the decoder. But the orga is not listening, but he is listening. He is saying that he's interested, he's listening. I don't know why. Of course, I know why. The reason why Africa is poor is because African people do not like the truth. They don't like it. I know that some of you may be sulking, some of you may be crying over the fate of what befell those of them in Ebema. But I will say they deserve it. In your next life, you would not look at your own flesh and blood and say you are not one. This will happen to all of them. And as I told you, Yoruba's own is coming. Yoruba will be the final people to be punished. And their punishment will last forever and ever. Because they are 50% Muslim, 50% Christians. They are in big mess. Absolute mess. because this same virulent form of Islam being perpetrated by Boko Haram is coming down to where they come from, and they are going to be affected. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. Only heaven knows what is wrong with our Skype. We have not taken not one single Skype call today. That is why we ask you if you want to contact us. And as we said, that somebody is calling. They have released our Skype at last. Let us see if we can take a call. We can still take a call. I'm trying the best I can to see if I can pick a call, but I can't pick a call. I cannot pick it up because the line is congested. Too many people are calling at the same time, it appears to me. I don't know what this is, but we shall try. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. We must try and go back and recap our headlines. But before we do so, let's go to the line. We have a caller on the phone. The call on Skype failed. Your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, I'm talking to you. You are the one on the phone. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, good morning, Director. This is Rafael. Today, I'm calling from Antwerp.
You're calling us from Antwerp in Belgium. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Antwerp in Belgium. Yes, I'm the newly PRO of Antwerp. The accounts in Belgium.
Thank you.
May God bless you, my Director. Since you came down here in Belgium, and when you finished, then you went back. But all those people that came when you were in Belgium, we had our meeting. We informed them. We called all of them, but none of them showed up in our meeting. Then I realized that all those foolish people that are talking all the rubbish about what we are doing in Antwerp. Oh, I thought when you are here in Antwerp, they will have stand up and also say they mostly say when you're not around. But now I find out there are a bunch of crazy cowards. They cannot even understand the real truth of why Radio Biafra is actually on air. Now I try to find out that most of all these fools, they are actually on thinking about what's going on in Nigeria than what's going on among the Biafrans here in Belgium. They even run around when they heard that Goodluck won election. Yeah, in Belgium, everybody was doing parties and stuff like that. I was like asking the brain when Goodluck just said ruling Nigeria, why are you people joking around that Goodluck is in power? Then they say he's very reputable. Okay, now there is something actually going on about Biafran people, and all the Biafran people that live here in Belgium are not paying any attention to the administration about things we are doing. I've been fighting these guys. I didn't speak much when you came here. I made them to at least to explain why they don't want to join all things we are doing here in Belgium. Okay, that people are about Rocha Sokrota. I was like telling them that Rocha Sokrota cannot be involved in the Radio Biafra because Rocha Sokrota is already a very corrupted man in Imo State. Because I thought back in the day that Rocha Sokrota brought Islam from the dark side, and also the same Rocha Sokrota also going back from the dark side to the north. Also, because he likes doing things from the backside too. I never in my life ever trusted any person that rules any part of Biafran land, because Richard Sokosa was a 419 guy back in those in Lagos. Before the death of JPK in Ekurabia, if JPK would have been around by now, not dead, he would have been at least governor of one of the Anambra state. Because Richard Sokosa is Obiano himself was also a trader in Lagos in 1984, 85, 86. Also, Peter Biden. I didn't know when those guys ever went to all those universities they went before becoming the governor of Anambra State, because I was born and raised in Sede, Nigeria. I knew most of all these guys because Sumudo, Bankwa Hidal in Uke, before he become the king of Uke, when he took it from Uke, this same person was a very dangerous criminal in Onitsha then, with John the Bolita. All these guys are the same people that grew up with the Babangida administration, because when Babangida settled in Nigeria, that was the time the most evil men that are living in Biafra and Nile are corrupted. Likewise, those ones I saw when I came down to Belgium here 2 years ago, because most of my life I lived in Holland. So what I'm trying to explain now, because when they talk about Chibok girls, I saw a bunch of crazy idiots forming new organizations here in Belgium to go and protest in Antwerp, and I made them in Brussels. I stand up and ask one of their presidents, why are you protesting for the Chibok girls? Does it mean that any of your mother's daughter was kidnapped? Or are you running around? Because I myself am finally preaching about the gospel of Biafra, because I'm bringing salvation to their area like a missionary journey every blessed day. I carry my flag and walking around most of those fools, calling myself a fool. But I realize the kind of fool inside them is, I can't even explain it, because in our last meeting, none of them showed up. Only one, the one that gave us, always giving us things, the one that spoke about, if you didn't do this or didn't do that, I will shoot you by myself. He's the only one that pays attention to what we are doing, which means he's the only one that stands bold and said where we felt. But after that, he doesn't let us know that at least he is paying more attention to know what is actually going on when we came from. Because whenever there is something going on in Liberland, I tell you that your friend went out in Enugu. One of them was telling me that it was a planned petroleum tanker was exploded. I said, man, you are out of your fucking mind not knowing that there is a Boko Haram in your mother's doorstep. Until Boko Haram will bring drama to your own family, then when you see me in the streets of Antwerp talking and yelling about Biafra, then you will salute me. They never that I already came. Because I always say, whatever will happen after God came, that is Chukwu Abiyama that we believe on. But from long, I will let every person, I've been telling them, there will be a time we'll be coming house to house to collect those 350 euros. If not, we'll tie you up down and ask you, why do you believe in Boko Haram? They are telling me, if you cannot do it, I said, I will do it, even me personally will do it. Because of that, my co-guys talking about Biafra, I can see how much our collector job you're always doing. But most of all these guys are going in down all the time because he's not living in Antwerp. Because he don't know in Antwerp, but they tell us how much they have the power and the who made, none of them made us. We include them down here in the region. Only 5.6 guys were that contributed money. When I left in the hotel, because I left a little bit far, you know, the people are telling me, Peter, why did you leave? So after I told the director and the authority to connect them and leave me. I don't want to miss my life, but I don't drive a car here in Belgium. Now, I don't even know that they took you away from the same hotel and brought you back to that same restaurant again. I was very mad about what's going on about Iboino. Iboino cannot take any credit about how what we do here in Belgium. But what I only have for me is that so far, Chukwu Abiyama is available here in Belgium. Even if we only 5 or 10, we must definitely do everything you ask for here in Belgium. I'd like to rest my day right now. Thank you very much, director, for all the things you are doing for our people, because to compile all the things I'm getting from the lecture, very soon now I will explode with a very serious rap music that we put the minds of every blessed diaphragm all over the world, and the unbelievers, and also the all the fools that live in the Zoological Republic of the Northern Zoos. They will be find out that there is other people that also have some crazy stuff going on there. Because when we put it the way it will be, I will organize it, then I will push everything down to my engineer each and before. Then he will. Whatever comes out of it, I don't need nothing out of it. Everything will go to what we are doing. Anyway, very thank you very much. Keep on, you can always keep on, keeping on. nothing will ever happen. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you too. I went to Belgium with high hopes, and I'm sure that they will not fail our people. From what I saw, what you need are a few dedicated men and women. You don't need everybody. You don't need everybody. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Trinidad and Tobago. We are asking you, wherever you are, please, to endeavor to tell other people, join the family closest to you. Also, go to Radio Biafra, London, and add your friends. Go there to add all your friends to Radio Biafra, London. We are the largest gathering of people anywhere in cyberspace discussing that same issue, that one topic, which is Biafra. Therefore, we encourage each and every person. We want people to go out and actively canvass for their friends and their family to join us on Facebook. Very, very important. Since people will not carry our news, we carry our news ourselves. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. And once again, the number to call is +1 868 766 2084. Heaven knows what is wrong with our Skype. We don't know what is wrong with it. As soon as we fix it, we can bring it to you. But Jonathan is wasting his time and his money. He is trying to stop us. He's a lunatic. He's a madman. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good morning to you.
Good morning, please, my dear brother. Oh, yes. Please, yes. Go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead. Madu, go ahead. You're one of us. Go ahead.
Director, I don't have much to say. I just want to tell you, thank you and God bless you for always standing on the truth and always saying the truth. God bless you.
And you too. And you too, my dear brother.
Thank you, brother. Keep it up. Brother, we are waiting for you. We can't wait.
I'm coming back.
Okay, thank you.
I'm coming back. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. He is one of us. Anytime we call upon him at home, he always comes out. Anytime we call upon him, he comes out. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do this very fantastic job. Both before man and before Chukwu Abiyama, we are here to ensure the seamless and ceaseless propagation of this very wonderful news that will lead us into our own country called Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. Endeavor to add your friends to Radio Biafra on Facebook. Very, very important you do that. Extremely important. As soon as we are able to get back on Skype, which is proving a bit diplomatic, a bit difficult, I would say, then we shall be able to bring it to you. But for now, only our phone line is open. We are only able to take calls via the phone, and the number is +1 808 766 2084. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my mom is in my phone.
Turn your system down, please, and give us your name again. We can hear our own selves. Turn down your system. Give us your name again, please. I know I hear Zumbi, sir, but what is your name?
My mom is in my court, so I hear Zumbi, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to thank my director. We are here suffering. Now, I don't want to continue telling him what we are hearing here. But the only thing is that let him come and inform our people here at home so that everybody will join.
Because yes, we are going to do that. We are coming home.
Okay. I thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. God bless you. People of former advised and said, we have uninstalled on one of the systems, Skype. We have installed it again. And is now the same password we have been using all this while is now telling us the password is no longer working. I don't know what they're doing. They don't want us to preach this truth. But the more they try, the more fortified we become. The more resolute we become. The time here now is It's 3:31 in the morning, 3:31 a.m. in the morning, very, very early in the morning. It is 8:31 a.m. in the morning in Biafra land, and the same time also in London. We welcome each and every one of you. I did promise that we are going to do a recap of the news headlines, and that is exactly and precisely what we are going to do. We are reporting on this very day that gunmen, Boko Haram people, they have attacked River State. Gunmen killed 15 in River State. Rather very, very sad. Who wants Buhari dead? Asare Dokobo is running. He is desperate to clear his name, and he has to do so as quickly as possible. And Boko Haram terrorist military traces explosives to a Chinese factory in the Cameroon. Things are happening, and we have somebody on the line. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning from the Fulano Director. My name is Chimoso Onyemekidi, calling from the office of the PR of the Municipal of Biafra in Spain.
Yes, go ahead.
As a director, I thought that night to make announcement, but it's like we have an intermittent broadcast at night.
That is correct, yes.
So I don't know if people got the information I passed last night.
No, they did not. Give it to us again. They did not. Give us that information again. Please go ahead.
Actually, this information is for all indigenous people residing in Barcelona, residing in Catalonia. I am announcing to inform them that the meeting that was planned for today has been shifted for tomorrow. Our family meeting that we plan to have today by 5 p.m. has been shifted for tomorrow. The reason is because when we are holding our meeting, they have gone on vacation. So if we go there today, we cannot meet them. So the meeting has been shifted for tomorrow by 5 p.m. in our office. In our office, which is in Hospitalet, if you go to Facebook, you will get the address of the office. The address of the office is Calle Castilao, number 22. Calle Castilao. Castilao is spelled C-A-S-T-E-L-A-O. I repeat, C-A-S-T-E-L-A-O, number 22, Calle Castilao. You can take rental station and stop at. If you stop at Hospitalet, you take Metro 91 and stop at Santa Olaria. Go to Facebook and you will get all the information, or you can call our office line. The landline of our office, the number is 933-927-922. I repeat, our office number, 933-927-922. Or you can call our coordinator on 632-785-047. I repeat, 632-785-047. This is the number you can call if you are not getting the right location, so that somebody can come and pick you and or give you direction. And actually, we are announcing again about the inauguration of the Biafran Embassy in Spain. We are announcing inauguration on the 10th of this month, the 10th of August, being on Sunday. There will be an inauguration of the Biafran Embassy here in Spain. We are calling every Biafran indigenous, wherever you are, round the globe, round Spain, to know that this event is going to take place on the 10th of August. And the program starts by 10 a.m. The program begins by 10 a.m. Wherever you are around Spain, your presence is needed, because many dignitaries are coming for this grand event, and their presence is welcome. Also, we are announcing about our Biafra Restoration Fund. Everybody in Spain, be you a married man or a single man, or a married woman or a single woman, a lady has been shared. And I am opening this again to your own hearing, that if you go to Biafra in Spain, under the Radio Biafra, you are going to see the account number that was placed there, where you can pay in your own money to a single man or single lady. You have to pay the sum of 350 euros. If you are a married man, you have to pay the sum of 450 euros. This money, we need them now. There is no time to waste. Please go to the bank and pay in your own money. The bank is your partner, and the number is there on on Facebook under Biafra in Spain. Go and pay your own money and remember not to miss the meeting we are having tomorrow. Please, the meeting has been canceled for today because of the place, the venue. We don't have a place to do the meeting today, so it was set for tomorrow. We are waiting for you to come tomorrow for the meeting and have it in mind. Cancel your program on the 10th. We need the presence of everybody here to open our embassy. Director, thank you and more grief for your aid.
Thank you very much and well said. We have our embassy, our mission in Barcelona, in Catalonia ready. We shall be going there to go and open it. We shall be going there to go and open it. And I believe that at last the very eminent barrister has joined me. Barrister Mamezu is on the line and the whole world is listening. Barrister, if you can hear me, I will be delighted for you to please kindly address the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. In every country they are in, they are referred to as Biafrans in that very place. But collectively all over the world as one impregnable, indivisible, indestructible, indefatigable family. We are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director. I hope my voice is coming clear.
Very loud and crisp, please, I hasten to add. Very crisp. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling back because I've tried the Viber a couple of times because I know the line over there is very digital. But we still have to forge ahead. Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Those who are up with us, as always, we thank you for your tenaciousness. We thank you for sticking by with us. We thank you for being Biafrans. We thank you for all the support globally, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are here preaching the good news about the restoration of Biafra. And Director is the champion in all this. He's the headmaster. He is the rock of ages. And he's doing his best to his level best. Director, we thank you, and we thank those with you in Trinidad and Tobago. We thank also Biafrans in Biafra land, those who are housewarming the area, safe keeping it for Director until his return back home. We thank all of you individually, wherever you are. We appreciate all the support Biafrans are giving in their own respective ways. We are grateful. We thank you. Director, without further ado, I just want to comment about this bombing in Ebema. In all the people who have been deceived in Biafra, our cousins, our nephews, our relatives, what pains me most is people from River State. The Calabars, the Akwa Iboms, they have a different accent. It's understandable. But for a River State man, an Igbo man that speaks Igbo, to denounce his origin is more painful than any other corruption and deception we've ever had from that particular contraption in the zoo. It's okay, those around us who don't speak our language, to deceive them is very easy. Yeah, you will say they don't speak the same language. But people from Port Harcourt, Igbocha, who emanated from us, we speak the same language. Everything is done the same way. They will say they are not able. Very soon they will realize, because it has started. They deceive themselves, plus the Yoruba media deception. If somebody is deceiving you, at some point in time, you say, hang on. But yet, people from River State that speak the same language as we do, do everything, the same culture, the same everything. These are our people. They are Igbos. It's like saying, an Owerri man, you are different from somebody from Umuahia. It's very upsetting, annoying, to put it in the least. But Director, we will carry on preaching this. All we ask for, do not allow it to be too late for you. Because what happened in the past should not be repeated. Boko Haram are rampaging. They are all over the place. While their media is doing it for them with their corrupt politicians. Good luck is there. Shadowing whatever they are doing. never condemned Boko Haram, never said sorry to the Igbo community. But he's always there sharing money, giving them money, encouraging them, advantageously or inadvertently. But we know all this. But Radio Biafra will say the truth because that is the beginning of life. Truth, if you don't have it, your life will be upside down. We can never stop preaching about the restoration of Biafra because Biafra is the only thing we have. All of you are there calling in and giving your support. Encourage your friends, your families. Because of course, if you're in a family, you still have some few individuals who do not believe what we are doing. But at the end, all of them will come to the glorious understanding that Biafra is the only solution. There is no game saying that Boko Haram are meant to obliterate anything Biafra. But we will stand the test of time very soon to see if we are more resilient, if we are the people created by Chukwu Abiam Direct or not. All of you out there, I encourage you. I ask you to do your best. Make your contributions. Yes, you will call and say you support the director. You are behind him. You are around him. You are in front of him. But money speaks. Money speaks. If you support, do not support by mouth only. Support by action. Even the Bible says it. No business thrives without cash. If you support Radio Biafra, support financially. Don't support because you want to talk. Support. When you ring, you say, where will I donate? How can I donate? That is how passionate we know you are. If you are patriotic Biafran, do something. These people are not looking back. They use motorbike. They use a kind of paper. They will use everything around to deliver their deadly weapons. And those deadly weapons are meant to kill, are meant to remove Biafrans wherever they are. Innocent civilians, innocent people going about their businesses. What can we say? We have been preaching this for a very long time. Including those who are still left behind. Uche Mefo will tell you, if you don't go out while you are alive, you will go when you die. They will remove you or they will bury you there. What is your gain with all you have amassed as wealth? You can't see it anymore. You'll be buried underneath the block you've raised. If you are wise, you leave. If you're stupid, remain where you are. Because they will kill you. They won't spare you. The funny thing, why I do not like any association with the House of Fulani Boko Haram, if you are their friends, you are the first they will kill. They won't spare you. They won't say, oh, this is my friend. You will be the first they will kill to show that they have allegiance to Allah. Do not think because you are in the north, you have Al-Hajj, you will be the first to be killed. Be warned. We've told you many times. It's up to you. We can only talk. We will not come to north to come and physically remove you. We can only take you. If you have ear, hear. If you don't have, our people usually say that a stupid flies will follow a dead corpse straight down 6 feet. It's up to you. If you're a human, act like a human. But for our cousins, nephews, brothers and sisters scattered around Biafra land, it's time for you to be wise too. Yes, what happened in the past has happened in the past. Do not allow the present to bring back the same old news. You've been deceived by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Yoruba media. Now you are listening to Radio Biafra. We will tell you the straight news, the truth. And we'll tell you where you come from. We've been preaching that. We are not here for any deception. We are here to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Lo and behold, it's coming. Director, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Barrister. Thank you very much. Thank you. Our problem is continuing with Skype. And thank you, the Barrister, for bringing or illuminating this very thorny issue of Hausa Fulani and the impact they have had on our relationship with our closest cousins, those of them that say they are from the Niger Delta area. We are building Biafra. If only one tiny hamlet believes in Biafra, that is where I'm going to live. I don't care. I don't care if it's just a tiny enclave. Biafra is more important than life itself. We have a caller on the phone. If you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. And I want you to please turn your system down. The caller on the phone, turn your system down. Can you hear me?
Yes, I have done that.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
I am Eze Malakai Onyebuchi from Kafanta.
Please go ahead.
In fact, Nnamdi Kanu, I am very much happy because the way you are coordinating this very thing, since this our radio have come out from in chat light. I never called this radio, but how everything is going on, I am happy with it. That is why I never bother to call. So everything is now going well. Even Doku Basari, the way he used to speak, I love it. So I am happy, and what I am now interested on is to continue to listen anytime, even if I never call again. Understand that Malaga in Kafanchan is with you. And again, there is one local government that called Jaba local government. That very local government is where I am now coordinating. So I am no longer in Kafanchan. Just take away that very local government to contradict them. So please, Nnamdi Kanu, I am very much happy in what you are doing. And again, what security is doing to us in Nigeria is very bad. Because if you look to Biafra land, where we are calling our place, any head of security here, both the people, all of them, they are Hausa and Yoruba people. If you see what I went on when I went home for the meeting, in fact, you will be surprised. Because if you reach there, you will see that from Vigilante on Shamem Market, they took me to station, from station to DPO, from DPO, they took me to State CID. I spent almost 2 weeks without coming back. Because of what? Because the people that are living out there in security, Hausa and Yoruba people. So, in fact, what we are suffering there is because of the leadership of the security people there. We are not our people. So, that is the problem there. But Nnamdi Kanu, as far as we have you now, we have you as our leader. You are not chief to us. Those people that are calling themselves chief, and this, it rhymes very well to chief self. So, you are not our chief, but you are our leader. Even God Ezike said it in his music that God, when the leader will come, God brings it by himself. Not that they will do a lesson first. No, you are our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, and I'm very happy with the way you are following us. And again, if you move, if I reach to where you made an interview, where you made an interview at Los Angeles, in fact, I'm very happy the way you speak there. And you told us that there will be an interview, and we saw it. But if it is Wazrike, what will he will do? He will tell us that he's in UN, United Nations. He went to them, this and that. We will not see it. We will not hear it. And if he tell us that he will go to AU, African Union, that he will attend a meeting, all of that, he will continue to tell us. But after all, we will never see even one single of it. There will be no single of it.
It's going to be you.
He told us that he has 25 stages to undergo on this very struggle. But you know that he's still in fourth stage. He is still in fourth stage. Okay, which day will he reach? The 10th or the 20th or the 25th stages. So he's still in fourth stage. So we don't want Wazrike again in this very struggle. He's clearly asking what you are doing, and we are happy with it. So what I'm advising the Magbobians that are telling themselves that they are following Wazrike, let them come back, let us follow before all of us were in Masop. But now we have understand where the truth is. So we cannot achieve the Biafra through non-violence. We can never achieve Biafra through going to court. We know what we are doing. We are ready. If you finish your agenda truly, if we never support you, then you understand that African people are cowards like Yoruba people, but we are never cowards at all. So Nnamdi Kanu, we are happy with you. Again, truly, we are very happy with you. What I am now listening to see from, to hear from you, is to start your campaign on this very 2015 election. If you start your campaign, we are going to support that your campaign, because in fact, no election in Biafra land again. We are tired of Nigeria. Niger area that have already expired. It have already expired. So Nnamdi Kanu, our prayer is that no evil will come to even challenge our struggle in Jesus' name. Father, we believe that we are going to end successfully. The day that Biafra will come, everybody will say, so this Biafra that we have been expecting since our forefathers left, this is how it comes simply. So we are going to be happy the day that Biafra will come, and we are going to support your leadership. Your leadership is correct. So may God help you in your struggle. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is our transmission, live AM transmission from Trinidad and Tobago. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, I'm Chinedu Egbuchu from Omoya South, Olokoro, in Omajete, Kerifeze. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nigeria, the zoo.
The zoo, which part of the cage are you in? Which cage have you been put in?
Benue.
You are in the cage. Benue. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Director, I'm happy for you. I appreciate all the good work you have been doing for Biafra.
Thank you.
I say may the Lord continue to bless you more and more and forever in Jesus' name.
You say?
Director, I want Biafra TV, please. I want that Biafra television. It will enable the youth like we to know what happened during the time of 1967 to 1970, so that it will make our mind, at least as a youth, to know that anything that comes now, we can be able to take guns or any type of ammunition to handle them. Because when you see how the pregnant people, they kill the little children of our brothers, kill our uncles, kill our seniors. From there, your mind will become enough to be taxed in any kind of act. You see? So for that reason, we have to, at least, people of Java are supposed to contribute for the television. So the whole world will see what the kind of thing they committed to the people of Java. So we need a television, please. It will help us at least to achieve our goal more.
It will. And we are going to do something about it. We have launched it. HMFO has successfully launched radio, not radio, in fact, Biafra Television has launched it. We are, we do things in grand style. People are in for a shock very soon. We do things in a very grand way, I can assure you. We know what we're doing, one after the other. This is how we know those who are serious about Biafra and those who are not. Those who are not are weeded out, completely removed, jettisoned, abandoned, dumped at the scrap heap of treachery and deceit as we march on relentlessly towards that very noble goal, that noble outcome, which will see the restoration of the beloved country called Biafra. We are going to surprise the world. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. We continue to understand and seek your support in all that we do. We have men at home. We have those of them who are working very, very hard. We have those of them who are determined to make sure that Biafra comes. Therefore, we must recognize them. We have to recognize them for all that they are doing, for all that they will continue to do. There is a very special announcement. This very special announcement must be followed up by the Directorate of State, the head of the Directorate of State, to make sure that every coordinating unit whose responsibility it is to ensure that every month we run what we promised our people that we would do, that they honor their pledge. We are in August, very, very important. There is so much work to be done. So much work to be done this very month. We must understand our responsibility and we must do something accordingly. Our people are dying. They are being decimated. They are being killed. There is no other way to do it. There is no other way to approach it than for us to pull together as one unit and in one direction. If we fail to do so, what happened in Egboma will happen in our lands. The killing has come to where we come from. We can no longer avoid it. We can no longer abandon it. I believe that we have a caller on the phone. If you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, sir. Good morning, director.
Good morning. We can hear you. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
This is a direct Joy Owa Sanya from Togo. I'm calling from Togo, but I come from Oba. Precisely.
Yes, please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Honorable Director.
Good morning.
To call you this morning. Honestly, I'm really obliged hearing your voice this morning. It's so wonderful.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for all you've been doing for We Dear Friends and all your efforts and everything you have been doing for us. I pray that our God will keep you and bless you for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So why I'm calling this morning, my fellow Biafrans, especially the ones here in Togo, I would like, my heart goes out for you this morning. We Biafrans here in Togo, we have been sleepwalking, if I may say. We are not doing anything. I don't see us doing anything. Hooking up to this movement, I want to wake up all Biafrans in Togo here. Please, wake up from your sleep. Arise, let us do something. From information I heard lately from the Radio Biafra, I learned that this second stage is about coming to an end. And I've not seen the foot of the Biafrans here in Togo. I've not seen your foot on the sands of time all over this issue. Please, you Biafrans here in Togo, in Asafane, precisely, we'll be having our meeting tomorrow because it has been rescheduled. The meeting will be holding tomorrow on being Sunday, the 4th of this July, around 4 o'clock. Please, I would appreciate if you would come in your mask, in your numbers, with your wife, with your family, with your friends. Please come out and let us make Biafra proud. Let us make our coordinator proud. If we miss working with this honorable coordinator, I don't know what will be our fate. In fact, you will be wherever you are and you will regret of not doing what you know you ought to have done when you were supposed to do it. Dear friends in Togo, especially this one here in Asakame, please, I would like you to come for the meeting tomorrow by 4 p.m. tomorrow, 3rd of August. We'll be waiting for you. The number to call is 9074-6519. I repeat, perhaps you're missing your way and you don't know where the meeting is holding, you can call 9074-6519. Please, make us proud. And again, I would like to quickly remind we Biafrans here in Togo again, especially those in Lomé. Here in Togo, we have a lot of Biafrans who are from Abu River, Abia State. A lot of Abidjan men, women are here in Togo, but they seem to be nonchalant over this call. Please, we are really, really looking up to you to make us proud. If there's any coordinator of Biafran family in Togo, in Lomé, or in places like Noche, in places like Cheze, in places like... Please, I would love if you would call this number. Let's get connected. Let's be a one solid family and carry on with what you have to do. A lot of tasks are laying on our head, on our shoulders that we need to do. Of course, you can hear if you've been listening on this Radio Biafra this morning broadcast, you will hear somebody, what the people in STEM is in Spain are doing. They are really, really making us proud. And Togo, you are not doing anything. I want you to arise and help us make our coordinator proud. It's my honor to say, coordinator, that even if at the long run that this movement turns out a flop, which I know it will not, because we are serving a living God, the Chukwu Abiyama himself. I will be one of the people that is very proud to have known you, to have worked with you, and to have identified with you. You are the best man, coordinator. Our God will keep you for us in Jesus' name.
Amen and thank amen. You, thank you very much. Continue the good work that you people are doing in Togo. We thank all of you, everybody that called in, everybody that tried to call, especially those of you on Skype. We are going to change. I don't know what is wrong with them. Maybe they have turned the whole thing off. They have taken money from good Lord Jonathan and turned it off. We don't know what is happening. UTMFO, please investigate and get back to me. I want to know what is exactly happening to our Skype, for goodness sake. Every other caller calling from now onwards, we cannot accommodate your call. You have to wait till evening. The time here now is some minutes past 4 a.m. in the morning, and it's time for me to try and catch some sleep before my meetings and then also before the program that comes up later on. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again, not to this very edition, but to the one that is going to come later on in the evening, 7 p.m. Biafra land time. It will be 2 p.m. here in Trinidad and Tobago, where the hospitality has been excellent. We thank you once again. We ask you to keep on propagating the message. Keep on telling your friends. Keep on spreading this very wonderful gospel that Chukwu Abiyama determined that we must preach. Only Chukwu Abiyama is God. And that is why here on Radio Biafra, we insist, we maintain, we reiterate, we affirm that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. This same Chukwu Abiyama will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, the same God will bless Biafra. I thank you very much. And I will say a very early good morning from here in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago. And we look forward to having your company again, 7 p.m. Biafra land time, 2 p.m. here. God bless you all and have a nice day. ¶¶